The movie The Martian has been showing since October the 1st. It runs 2 hours and 21 minutes, plus the advertisements most cinemas show before the screening. It features an astronaut called Mark Watney, who's played by Matt Damon, and he's left for dead on Mars, and it's based by a book by Andy Weir. Now, we've mentioned this on previous shows, and we're going to have another look at it today. Now, I caught up with some people as they were leaving the cinema and sort of asked them, what did they think of the movie? Here are some of the comments we heard.
Would they really go back for one person if they were left on Mars? That was my question coming out of the cinema. One life versus five. And then, yeah. It was a very cool movie, must say. Wonder what it would be like to go travel in space like that, and whether you actually had a program that you had rockets going every couple of years to go to Mars. Be cool.
Would you like to be a Martian?
Not the first one, I think. It sounded a bit terrifying, just being by yourself and having to figure out all those issues to try and get everything to work and get to the... I'll get the rocket back up in space again to get a lift back to Earth. If it was multiple people had gone, I would, I think.
A comment that I heard from one young woman speaking to her partner as they left the cinema, NASA spent a lot of money getting that guy back. Well, here's another comment.
As an angel, it was really amazing. It's essentially, I suppose, a very exaggerated what I want to do in life. Maybe not in the same conditions that are... he was under, but just the general ideas really is what drives me.
Did you find it realistic?
I believe so. There was one small moment, probably with the winds, but apart from that, it was pretty good. I was very happy with it.
Thanks. On last week's The Space Show, we heard from Guy Murphy, who is a member of the Mars Society Australia. And I'd actually caught up with him as he came out of the cinema, and this is what he said at the time.
The Martian is the best Mars movie that's come out so far, in my view, for its realism and its scientific accuracy. A huge amount of attention's been paid to getting the technical and scientific detail correct, and it's actually... forms part of the central plot device for the movie. The landscapes very beautifully and accurately evoked, portrayed, including meteorological phenomena as well as landscape, actual landscape features. But I think above all, it hones in on identifies how critical the human element will be for a successful Mars mission, both for team cohesion and solidarity, but also for problem solving when emergencies arise and contingencies. Given Mars is so remote from mission control, people have to solve problems for themselves on the surface, and the Martian is a long story of problem solving that results in ultimate success. So if you haven't seen it yet, definitely go and see it. I've seen it a few times. I think it really sets a standard for science fiction that can really inform about the science behind space exploration. So, great movie.
Did you see it in 3D or 2D?
I saw it in 3D the first time, which was great. I saw it in 2D the second time. I guess I was taking in a bit more of the subtler detail the second time around, but see it in 3D if you can.
So you recommend 3D?
Yes, if you can, but it's great in 2D as well. I'm going to be watching it a few more times yet.
Now, I mentioned last week some of the good points about the movie. We went through them. It's fairly realistic portrayal of space. The technology is generally realistic. And yes, they do carry duct tape aboard space missions. The scenery done on Mars, quite realistic, along with the clouds. I like the thin cirrus cloud look. And yes, there are dust devils on Mars. We call them willy willies here in Australia. And there is cooperation between agencies. And in fact, there's an international United Nations agreement to rescue astronauts. And some agencies are reluctant to reveal the full details about what happens in space. And we're going to hear from an actress who was in the movie. This is Jessica Chastain. And she's talking with astronaut Tracy Caldwell Dyson, a NASA astronaut. But we start out with a little clip from Mark Watney.
Hi, kids. This is Mark Watney, astronaut. We're about 6 hours before our launch here on the Hermes, and I've been asked by the good folks at NASA to introduce you to some of our crewmates here, which I'm happy to do.
Hi there. I am Commander Melissa Lewis.
Hello, Commander. Big year ahead. Maybe you could tell us what inspired you to take it all on.
Sure. Laura Clark, Chris McAuliffe, and, of course, Eileen Collins.
And you're not going to get a better answer than that.
It was incredible meeting all those people. And then meeting Tracy in Houston, it was fantastic because not only did I get to learn the technical stuff, but also I wanted more of the human element because, you know, astronauts are heroes. In my opinion, in most people's opinion, they're our heroes. They're great explorers. And to have a face and a person to those heroic deeds, it was really important for me.
And, like, what did you guys talk about when you were at JSC? Did you talk about, like, the look and feel of space?
It was a combination of technical questions and then, like Jessica said, at the human side. You know, what was it like being a human up there? And everything from what do you wear to what do you eat to I noticed you're wearing a wedding ring. And it was really touching for me to have her notice that and then to want to incorporate that because your character's married mm-hmm. and to honor that. Is really important because as astronauts, as we travel, you know, near and far for long periods of time, you know, we want to bring pieces of our family with us to make the environment right. as normal as possible, even though your crew becomes part of your family.
The film is very steeped in science fact, and it really was really trying to get it right. Did you have this feeling on set that there was this sort of pervasive feeling that people were trying to be true to the science about it and trying to be real?
Yeah, I mean, it always resonates. If I'm playing a character, I want to do things as authentically as possible. So, absolutely. We wore very heavy space.
That's authentic.
That's something that I would have been very happy that we had not worn heavy spaces because we were not in zero gravity. But, yeah. I mean, we had a lot of... There are things, you know, when you're faking things like zero gravity that you have to do that... you know, and try to make it as authentic as possible, like being on wires and knowing that, like, you have to make all the movement look like it's coming from you and you're pushing off, but you can't really push off too much because you're on wires and then you'll swing. So there was a lot of, and even, like, getting in and out of the chairs and how the seatbelts would be fastened. And I know that Ridley has a huge team that was on it to make sure we could make it as authentic as possible.
And then also in terms of Mars exploration, I think this book is going to plant the seed into the popular culture to sort of think about, you know, sending humans to Mars in the 2030s, which runs completely parallel with what NASA's doing and planning. Do you think that film is a really important medium to get across to people to sort of inspire them about things like space exploration?
I mean, it's the question of what came first, chicken or the egg. I mean, we have had Gravity, Interstellar, and The Martian, and a lot of films about space exploration come out recently. And I don't know if that's because the directors and the writers are suddenly interested in space. Part of me wonders if that's actually because an audience is hungry for these stories. And if that is the case, it means we as a society, as a group, are hungry for space exploration.
I know that Commander Lewis is such a wonderful protagonist and also a role model for women. And Tracy, you're also a role model for women by what you've achieved in space. So what do you think this film will do in terms of inspiring women in the future to maybe explore doing careers in science, engineering, mathematics, everything that's involved with space exploration or exploring?
Oh, well, I can't wait to see the rest of the film because I think Jessica does a great job of portraying, you know, a strong feminine presence amongst you know, a group of people in a tough situation. And I think that it's going to help inspire our young ladies, you know, and not just our young ladies, but our young people of today, because that age are the ones that are going to be the ones landing on Mars for mm-hmm. us. And so I think it speaks volumes to any kid watching, but for the gals especially that may be you know, wondering if they could do something like that, I do think that it's going to act as an inspiration to them to at least follow through with that curiosity.
Jessica Chastain, the actor, then was interviewed, I use that in inverted commas because it was a mock interview, by Tracy Caldwell Dyson, the astronaut.
What surprised you most while working with NASA astronauts?
So what surprised me most about working with you?
With the one.
You made me feel like any question I had was a good question. And it was good to get to know the human side of being an astronaut.
Well, you asked a lot of good questions, and I appreciated you getting to the human side of it, because that's why we do it. Human spaceflight.
Yeah.
All right. What do you relate to most about your character, Commander Lewis?
What do I relate to about Commander? I like disco.
I was hoping you'd say that.
I like all music. I do like some disco. I like Three's Company and Happy Days. And also I like that her crew is a family to her. You know, they're one unit. And that's important to me is having an ensemble, that kind of group.
That's spoken very commander-like of me.
Well, thank you. I don't know that I'd be able to be very good at giving people orders, but...
Well, you played it off well, I think.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. What do you hope people take away from your character, Commander Lewis?
You know what would be great is if there is a little girl who watches the film and then says, oh, I want to do that. You know what I mean? Like, we're not at the point yet where we're doing manned missions to Mars, but, like, how great would it be if there's a 7-year-old girl who goes to see the movie and says, I want to be a commander on a space mission, or, you know, I want to be an astronaut and explore.
We love you so much. I'll tell you what, I told my husband when we watched the trailer and how exciting that was, and of course I'm studying it for the Commander Lewis part, mm-hmm. and I told him, I said, she makes me want to be an astronaut.
Aww.
Really, it was exciting to see that portrayed, and I got motivated myself. So the little girl in me came out that...
Well, you're already doing it.
You want to keep doing it.
Okay, good, because, you know, even though I say my feet are firmly planted on the ground, I'm like, I hang around you and I go, that does seem like fun.
Now, NASA has been shamelessly using this film for its own ends to promote its own achievements. Here is actor Matt Damon, who's been roped into the publicity act.
Hi, I'm Matt Damon. I play astronaut Mark Watney in The Martian. In the story, my character is accidentally stranded on Mars. Sending people to Mars and returning them safely is the challenge of a generation. The whole world held its breath when the Curiosity rover landed in 2012. The boot prints of astronauts will follow those rover tracks, thanks to innovations happening today. NASA's journey to Mars begins on the International Space Station, some 250 miles overhead, where we're learning how humans can thrive over long periods without gravity. Future round trips to Mars could take 500 days or longer. This year, NASA launched the first one-year mission to the International Space Station to help prepare for those future journeys. Here at home, people are working across the country on the new Orion spacecraft and Space Launch System rocket that will carry astronauts farther than ever before. When we invent new technologies for exploration, it benefits all of humanity. But more than that, the journey to Mars will forever change our history books, rewriting what we know about the Red Planet and expanding a human presence deeper into the solar system. Follow NASA's journey to Mars at www.nasa.gov.
Filmmaker Ridley Scott has also been dragged into this promotional effort.
For millennia, humans have pondered our mysterious red neighbor Mars. Is life there? Could we live there? What secrets does it hold? How soon might humans be able to go there? These are questions that have fascinated me as a filmmaker and that NASA helped me to answer for my upcoming film, The Martian. Sending humans to Mars safely is a priority in NASA. It started with the landing of robotic rovers on Martian soil, such as Spirit, Opportunity, and Curiosity. The data and images these magnificent robots have sent back to Earth have piqued our imagination and heightened our determination to go, paving the way for the safe journey and touchdown by humans in the 2030s. Humans are already preparing for this journey by living 250 miles overhead on the International Space Station where there is no gravity. The round trip to Mars could take 500 days or longer. The journey requires the most sophisticated technology ever built, including the new Orion spacecraft and the powerful Space Launch System rocket. When we invent new technologies for space exploration, it benefits all of humanity, contributing to new breakthroughs in medicine, communications, and manufacturing. The journey to Mars will change our history books forever, rewriting what we know about the Red Planet, expanding humans deeper into the solar system. Follow NASA's journey to Mars.
And I could nitpick this movie. I've got 10 points that I object to, but I don't see any science fiction movie when I don't nitpick. But I haven't got time to go through the points because now it's just gone 8 o'clock and it's time for Mark Norman and Purple Haze. I'm Andrew Rennie.